put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to Season 3 of BYO Blanket, a yoga podcast where we get cozy and discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute. All of it inside a blanket fort. Before we start, let's go over to Janan for a quick message.
Thank you, Maria. Hi, I'm Janan. I am part 2 of BYO Blanket, with Maria being part 1.
Yay! Hello. Hi!
So, if you don't already know, we are on Patreon.com. It is a website where you send us a little bit of money per month and you get really cool perks in return. Patreon.com/BYOBlanket. And there's just no reason why not to do that. You can do it for as little as a dollar a month. This season, we're really committed to putting out patron-only content, so there will be some episodes only available for our Blanket Ninjas, aka patrons. One more time, that is patreon.com/BYOBlanket, patreon.com/BYOBlanket. Back to you, Maria.
Thank you, you guys. Join our gang of Blanket Ninjas.
Blanket Ninjas.
Blanket Ninjas. And welcome, you guys, Season 3. Very excited to be back recording at home.
Yeah. Thanks to the patrons, actually.
Thanks to all of you.
Afford this cool at-home equipment. We still, of course, love Studio Sassafras and highly recommend anyone to go over to Sassafras anytime they need to record
stuff
done.
They the bomb.
And yeah, John Edward, the guy that runs it, I mean, he's booming. So here we are in a blanket fort in our newly refurbished office space with our kittens, who were being very naughty up until this second. I had to yell
you
at Gabrielle.
You may or may not hear them throughout episodes.
Yeah, just so you know, if a weird noise happens, a cat definitely did something naughty. So the episode today is very special because we are our own guests and we are doing a little different of a format than usual. We want to have some fun. Well, I mean, not like we don't, but we want to have even more fun. So me and Maria are here in our blanket fort in our cozy clothes. And what we've done today, you know what? Go ahead and tell them what they've won.
You guys, so on our way here from playing soccer earlier today, we decided that we knew we were going to record today and we wanted to do something fun, something different. We decided that we wanted to test each other's yoga knowledge.
We're going to quiz each other, y'all. And guess what? You can play along. So it's like a yoga. We're going to do a really quick yoga trivia game. We've each written 7 questions for the other person. And obviously we'll ask them, the person will like deliberate on their answer and play along, like keep score on your own, yell at your radio or headphones as we struggle with an answer that you definitely know. And I just have no idea what Maria is going to ask me about. I mean, yoga is such a broad term.
I know. It's like, it's intimidating. I was writing and I was writing the questions and I didn't know what topic or what like subset of yoga to actually pick to write questions from.
Yeah,
it took me a while.
I mean, we are doing yoga in America. We're not like traditional Indian yogis or anything like that. So
nope.
We'll see how it goes. We are also enjoying the last little bit of Maria's Glenlivet 18-year-aged whiskey.
Cheers.
I watered mine down.
I did not. Cheers.
No one's going to yoga after this. It's already very late in the afternoon. Saturday.
You know, I just realized that you gave me the non-watered down version of it.
Yeah.
Is this a trick
so that you
to
lose?
Win?
We are both very competitive people, which we may are. Not be super yogic, but you know what? It's super American.
Oh my God.
Let's get.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, if you don't know us, I'm Janan.
I'm Maria.
We are married to each other.
Yay, marriage.
I'm not a very high pitched voiced man. I'm a woman, and Maria is also a woman. We are
yes,
the power lesbian couple of yoga, FYI. That is our brand.
Yes.
We're both yoga teachers.
We are. We're yoga teachers.
I teach very regularly asana on a schedule. Maria does not. She teaches it in other ways.
Many ways.
So let's
get started.
Let's get started. Let's get right into it.
Are we going to time this?
No, let's just say we'll feel it out.
Okay.
If it just sounds like you're taking way too freaking long and you just don't know, you just need to say you don't know. So wait, let's figure out the points. You want to say just 10 points per correct answer? I have one question that has bonus points.
Oh. I have one question that has like, not, it's not just like one word answer. It's like things. And then so.
Okay. Well, we'll just do 10 points and kind of make it up as we go along. Listeners,
okay, that sounds good.
You just do 10 points for when you get one right, 0 points for when you get one wrong, or make up points because no one is actually testing you. All right. Let's rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first.
Okay.
On shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Both scissors. Because gay. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Both paper. Yeah. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Her paper covered my rock, which makes no sense. Why the hell would paper defeat rock? But whatever. Let's go into this.
I never understood that.
So you get to ask me a question first.
All right, Janon. Question one of the Maria quiz.
Same exact question as question one.
I'm actually wondering if we wrote
same questions
or even similar.
Let's go.
Okay. Question one. Yoga, though not a religion, follows the structure and the teachings from what books? Name the three main texts of yoga.
The three main texts? Okay, the Yoga Sutras, the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Well, the Vedas aren't just one book. You don't... The Hatha Yoga Pradipika? I don't know how to pronounce it. I've never said it out loud.
It's not that, but you were close with the Vedas.
The Rig Veda?
You were closer with it. Yeah, you were closer with
the
it.
The Puranas?
Nope.
The Upanishads?
Yes!
Oh, I got 10 points! Yay!
Yay.
Okay, listener, if you're listening, you're like, whoa, that just went way the heck over my head. Just FYI, the sutras are pretty, like, if you step into a yoga room at some point in your life, you should probably pick up the Yoga Sutras, translated by translated by many different people. It's basically the rules. It's like the guidelines.
That's why I said the structure.
It's like the guidelines of yoga. Yeah. The Bhagavad Gita is part of an epic poem similar to the Iliad and the Odyssey, but it obviously is from the land of India and contains many lessons about different yogic things, like karma yoga, for example.
Stop talking about it, because now you're talking about my question. It's fine. Keep telling them. Upanishads.
Yeah. Just look that one up. Or we'll do an episode about it. Maybe let's do an episode about the Upanishads.
I would love to do that.
Okay, here's my first question for you.
Yes.
It's a doozy. Oh, by the way, listeners, we agreed to have the first question be the easiest and the last question be the hardest, and you know, it rises in difficulty one to seven. Okay. So this is going to be, I hope this is easy for you.
What should be the most difficult
one? Who founded Iyengar Yoga?
B.K.S.
Iyengar. Yes. A man named B.K.S. Iyengar. Cool. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
I tell everyone this all the time whenever it comes up.
Let me guess.
Yes.
You guys share birthdays.
Yes. Me and Mr. Iyengar have the same birthday.
I hear that every year, you guys. Every year.
You hear that like every few days.
Well, yeah. Anyway, at least once a year.
Mr. Iyengar is a wonderful, amazing yoga teacher. He Light on Yoga and Light on Life are both great books to pick
Light
up
on
by
Yoga
him.
Is a fantastic book if you want to improve your asana. BT dubs.
Light on Life is where you can get all your Instagram quotes. I am not even kidding.
So get both books. Yeah. You can nail the poses and then have a cool quote to go with it.
All right. Well,
oh gosh.
Your question two. Go ahead.
Question number two. Name the seven chakras in Sanskrit.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
That should be easy, girl.
I more meant like this is a... What is it when the pitcher makes the ball super easy to hit for the batter? Oh, God.
I'm out of my wheelhouse. I don't do baseball. I don't know.
A lob? Soft pitch?
Soft pitch. That sounds more baseball-y. I don't know. I don't do baseball.
Well, you're lobbing a soft pitch at me right now. So the first chakra, Muladhara.
Yes.
Second chakra, Svadhisthana.
Yes.
Third chakra, Manipura.
Yes.
Fourth chakra, Anahata.
Yes.
Fifth chakra, Vishuddha.
Yes.
Sixth chakra, Ajna.
Yes.
Seventh chakra, Sahasrara.
Yeah.
I almost said Svadhyaya.
So you want to know what's funny?
Yeah.
Because I was typing the answers out here on my notes on my laptop.
Yeah.
Manipura got auto-corrected to manicure.
Your Manipura chakra is strong when you have a fresh manicure. So we are definitely, by the way, going to do a chakra series. So yes, just look out for that in the future. My question too for you, I hope that I wrote down the right answer for this. How many poses are in one sun salutation A?
How many questions are...
How many poses? You don't have to name the poses. I mean, you can, because you probably need to, like, name them.
Right. I'm always confused as to where it starts.
Well, I went with really traditional answer, which you actually told me the other day.
So, that was Sun B, though. Okay, it's fine. We'll go down dog.
Okay. Halfway. Down dog. Halfway lift. You want to say them out loud to help out our...
I'm doing it. Okay, down dog. Half fold. I cannot think of the Sanskrit name for...
Don't worry about Sanskrit right now.
Sanskrit. Mountain pose. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting to count. Okay, mountain pose. And then fold.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And then chaturanga. Mm-hmm. And then up dog. So that is 8.
Correct. You got 10 points. So it's 20 to 20 now.
20 to 20.
Heading into my...
No,
my. No, your question 3 for me. Go ahead.
What is the Sanskrit name of tree pose? For bonus points, we'll do 10... No, 5. 10. 10. We'll do 10 bonus points if you tell me the mythological story behind why the name of the pose. That's why I said 10 points.
I won't. I'm already going to tell you. I don't know that. I just always thought a person kind of stood there and looked like a tree.
No.
Well, okay, to answer the first part of that, though, I know that there's 2 Sanskrit names for it, in fact.
Ooh.
Because there's Vrikasana. Vrikasana. There's like no vowel in there. It's Vrikshasana. It's Vrksana or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And then the other one I think is... Oh. Wait.
Is there 2?
No, there's not 2. But I could have sworn I've heard Sarah Montrose call it by a longer name. And I think I'm confusing it with mountain pose, which is could be... That's Urdhva Hastasana.
Urdhva Vrikshasana, is that what you...
No. So Urdhva is upward facing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, Urdhva means upward facing. Hasta means hand. Asana pose. So upward facing hands. That's when you reach your hands up. Get that mountain pose in. My answer is Vrikshasana.
Okay, fantastic. Do you know the mythological story behind it?
I'll take a wild guess.
Yes.
Some dude was trying to get an apple out of a tree, and he just didn't feel very tall. And so he stood on one leg and, like, tried to strengthen his standing leg by putting his foot on his thigh and went... And he just happened to be a yogi guy, so he's like, this looks like a tree pose.
No. So, a little background on this question is there are some yoga poses that are actually derived from a mythological story,
mm-hmm.
whether it is from one of the epics, some of the Upanishads,
mm-hmm.
really derived, again, mythologically speaking, and that's why they're named the way they're named. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, some other poses, just literally explain what's happening, like chaturanga.
Upward-facing dog.
Or upward-facing dog, exactly. This one, Vrikshasana, so Sita... who's Lord Rama's wife, was kidnapped by this demon.
Oh, and he took her to Sri Lanka.
Yes, he did. And he did, because he wanted to make her his queen.
Yeah.
And then she was obviously very unhappy and would refuse all of the riches and privileges that he was trying to give her.
Doesn't this remind you of the Helen thing and the whole Trojans and the...
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. And anyway, so instead of like indulging mm-hmm. in all of this lifestyle that he was trying to give her, mm-hmm. she went outside mm-hmm. and then stood next to Ashoka trees in a forest.
Ashoka?
Yes. Not sure what kind of tree it is, but it's a thing. Yeah. We can look it up. And again, very unhappy, Lord Rama sends his servant Hanuman to go find her and help her. So his spirit makes his way to this demon's mm-hmm. castle mm-hmm. and then helps Sita like find her strength and peace. And she found this new connection to the world that she loved. Mm-hmm. And she sat beneath the Ashoka trees in peace and joy. And that's why the name of Tripos is Vrikshasana.
Huh. Well, did she sit or did she stand like tree pose?
Oh, she was standing.
Oh, okay. Hmm, cool. Thanks for, wow, yes. You maybe researched your questions a little bit more than me.
I just remember these because it was part of our 300-hour homework that we had to, like, find. I forgot if it was, like, a certain sequence of the JIP and yeah. find all the mythological derived poses.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I really like hearing all these ancient-y stories. They're nice. Mm-hmm. You're nice. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the little tale. Now, of course, my question.
Your question.
Which is way shorter. Which famous yogi says this quote, "Practice and all is coming"? Just so you know, your podcast is not just hiccuped or stopped. Maria's super thinking. She's super thinking.
I'm thinking. I have no idea exactly who said it. And I am just going to take a guess and say Krishnamacharya. Indra Devi. Bikram. Baron Baptiste. Desikachar.
No, gosh, it's okay, the correct answer.
Iyengar.
No, Pattabhi Jois.
Oh, damn it.
The only one you didn't say. Pattabhi Jois is known as the father of Ashtanga Yoga, the kind of yoga where... Oh, it just kicks my ass so hard.
For lack of better words, yeah, the yoga that kicks my ass.
There are six different series in the Ashtanga yoga practice. Mm-hmm. The first one is a primary series, and that is the primary one that you may practice if you go into an Ashtanga studio. So there you go.
Good times. Try it out.
Okay, well, I think it's... We both missed one, so it's 30 to 30?
Sure, I have not.
Oh, no, I didn't. You did miss one. You just missed one. Pattabhi Jois, you did not get it.
No, I didn't get it, but you didn't. I don't think you missed it. You missed the bonus question.
Oh, so it's...
So 40 to 30, you're
40
winning.
40 to 30, I'm winning. Hi-ya! Okay, go ahead. You get to ask me now.
Question number 4. Krishna and Arjuna are the two main characters of the Bhagavad Gita.
Do you know I was about to go, it's the Bhagavad Gita! It's the Bhagavad Gita!
I know, I saw that. The Gita is a small subset of which epic poem that's known as India's longest epic poem?
The Ramayana.
Nope.
Damn it. Hold on. Give me a second to think. I know this.
Yeah, I should.
I thought it was the Ramayana. It's the Maha. Mahayamaranama. No. It's got a lot of A's in it.
Yeah, it does.
Am I right with an M?
Yes.
Damn it. I bet Sarah Montross is just screaming. Mahatbharata?
No, I'm going to give it to you though, because that's pretty close.
Okay, what is it?
Mahabharata.
Ah!
Mahabharata. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it.
Mahatbharata.
Maha.
Mahabharata?
No yeah.
Okay. Here, your turn. Question five.
Four.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I'm sure you... Yeah, no, we're on five. I asked you my first four. No, I skipped one. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm going to just go back to the one I skipped.
Yes.
Okay. This one's going to throw you for a loop. It's a little bit of a trick question.
Ugh.
Name the three main bandhas. So, listeners, bandhas are energetic locks that you activate during a physical practice. Or maybe a practice of breathing, but they're in your body.
Mula bandha.
That's one.
Hasta bandha. Hastapada bandha. Those are bandhas.
I said the three main bandhas.
I don't know what the main ones are. I'm just naming bandhas.
You can keep thinking and then just let me know when you have your final answer ready. I'll just be sitting here. I'll be sitting here sipping whiskey.
Banda. Why can't I think of the throat? Throat lock. Why can't I think of that one? And then what's this one? Look at this one and tell me what's this one.
That is cheating. Final answer?
It's Mula Banda.
Yeah.
It's the Ab Banda.
Ab Banda.
And then there's the Throat Banda. Throat I cannot Banda. Think of
look,
it.
Look. If that's, is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's I'll give it to you because, yes, those are the three main Bandas.
I know, but I can't.
Mula Banda is your undercarriage going.
Yes.
Then there's Uddiyana Banda.
Uriana Banda.
Yeah, which is like your low belly-ish. It's not really abs. It's kind of like a low stomachy like, area. It's
yeah.
Belly button.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Jaladhara Banda?
Jaladhara Banda?
It's not Jaladhara. It's Jaladhara or something like that.
Got it.
So that's your throat when you like pull your chin kind of down, but not too down.
Fish.
Just some down.
No, not fish. The opposite of
bridge.
Fish.
Bridge.
Yeah. Thank you.
Or shoulder stand.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, good job.
I forgot.
Now, question five. You get to ask me. Go ahead.
I think this one's kind of hard.
Well, it's supposed to be. We're getting up toward the top.
Okay. Known as the father of modern yoga.
Mm-hmm. Krishnamacharya. Go ahead.
An author of the Yoga Sutras.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got that wrong. It's fine.
Yeah, those are two different dudes.
But the author of the Yoga Sutras named Patanjali.
Yes.
Name two or one of his other books.
What? But we don't even know if he was real. We don't even know if there was a dude really named Patanjali or not. How could he be attributed to other books? Okay, maybe the Yoga Putras?
The Yoga Putras.
Ooh, the Kama Sutras. Not the Kama Sutra.
No, the Yoga Putras.
Oh, I love yoga so much.
Can we talk? Can we write a book named The Yoga Putras?
No. Oh, gosh. I can go in so many directions with that. Yes. By the way, we love, honor, and respect all things yoga and traditional things. And we also see that humans are...
Humans.
Humans, we are flawed creatures, so we judge not, and we simply seek to inspire and be nice to each other. So anyway.
This is a learning exercise for everybody.
Yeah, that was a little disclaimer for anyone who may be like...
No offense.
Who may be like, no offense, but...
Yeah, no, this is really no offense. There's no but.
Yeah, no offense.
No offense, anyway. But...
Anyway.
Also.
Anyway.
We forgot something.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, we forgot something.
What?
What does the winner get?
Oh. So, the winner gets to have dinner cooked for them tonight. I'm currently winning, so. Yay. And the loser must cook and clean.
Ugh, okay.
The meal, so.
Okay, got it.
So, I don't know the answer, meaning that I'm about to tie with you.
The yoga philosophy.
What? What? I want to see your sources.
I will quote them later. I mean, I'll show them.
You'll post them later? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that one. Okay, here's mine for you. Question five, right? Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Question five. Are modern physical posture practices, aka asanas, come from a book written in the 15th century? What is the name of this book?
The yoga book. I don't know. Wait. No, I don't know. Mario, tell me the answer.
Mario's our cat, not a random dude sitting here named Mario.
That's Mario.
Oh, don't have him touch that. No, he's going to make noises.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're good.
It is the Hatha Yoga Pradipika.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's how you knew that book.
Yeah. Well, I've already known it, and I have not read it. Okay, question six.
Oh, I did not know that.
Wait, what score check? Oh, I should have been writing this down.
I have not been keeping
track. Well, you've gotten two wrong. I've gotten one wrong. And we're on question six now. So it's 40 to 30.
Oh, 40.
Yeah.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question 6. Ayurveda is an ancient healthcare tradition that has been practiced in India for at least 5,000 years.
Wow.
The word Ayurveda is made out of what two Sanskrit words?
Well, Veda.
And what do they mean?
A Veda is like a study, I think, or like a science kind of thing. Like, because you have the Rig Veda, the Vedas, you got the Darth Veda.
Oh my god.
Okay. That I'm gonna go with that. It means
the Darth Vader.
No, like it means like a text or study or science. Like it's like the ology. Okay. And then Ayur probably means health.
Is that your final answer?
Health study.
Health study?
Yeah.
Come on. It's close, and it's not it.
Damn it. What is it?
Ayur means life.
Come on. This is
Veda means knowledge.
That I got that.
You said science, you said ology, you said study.
Same. Fine, whatever. It's your question. You get to be a jerk if you want.
Oh, come on.
Well, good luck with these next two questions because I did not know the answers until I looked them up.
Okay.
What does a Kriya mean? Bonus points. Wait. Bonus points if you can name three of them.
I don't know.
You don't know what a Kriya means?
I remember like reading about him and I cannot like.
Well, you've got your North Korea and your South Korea. Just kidding.
Oh my god.
BT dubs, we're very sober.
Yeah.
We're just sipping.
Okay. Just sipping. No, I don't know.
Well,
what's a Kriya?
It is a purification technique.
Fucking shit. Oh, I remember that.
Okay. And some of them, look, I'm not going to do the Sanskrit names of them because there's like a bunch of them. But doing neti, like a neti pot. You can do a neti pot with water. You can do a neti pot with milk. You can do it with ghee. Ugh. You can do it with a string. No. I don't know how. And then another one is Kapalbhati breathing, where you're like, what? So like that. Yeah. Terrible imitation. So those are a few of them that I remember off the top of my head from looking at the website.
Boo.
You got that one wrong.
Boo. Boo.
Hey, you need to go do a purification technique right now.
Does that count as one?
Anyways. Before we get to the last questions, we would like to tell you guys that if we've gotten any of these just like flat out wrong, comment.
Please. It's fine.
On our stuff. We have a new email address, thehosts@byoblanket.com.
Email us.
So you can email us if you want. So, thanks. Anyway, last questions. The score now is...
Who knows still, to what
no,
knows?
It's still 40 to 30. Or 50 to 40. You're 10 points behind. Oh, that's all I know.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, so you've got to get this question right.
Okay. Are you
and
ready?
I'm telling you, the last one's really hard. I'd be so surprised if you know it. But
are you ready for this
one?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Born on May 12, 1899,
mm-hmm.
Indra Devi mm-hmm. was known as one of the main disciples of...
Krishnamacharya.
Krishnamacharya.
Mm-hmm.
She is also known as the First Lady of Yoga.
You're going to ask me what her real name is? Her birth name?
Aren't Where you? Was she born?
What?
And you must include the present day name of the country.
She wasn't born in the United States?
Nope.
Okay, well, at least I know that now. Oh my God. The present day country. Okay. So that means, just by logic, that if she had to say that, then it wasn't, like, the name has changed since 1899.
True.
Yeah. And I remember her, she was a white lady. Like for oh, it's not Yugoslavia, but it's oh my god,
Yugoslavia's not a country anymore.
I know. I'm trying to think of the current one.
Got it.
Did it become the Czech? Oh, my Eastern European knowledge is terrible. Okay, I have a feeling she's Eastern European. That's what my gut says, and my gut says it was Yugoslavia or. Because that's the only one I can think of. What? Hold up. Maybe she was in... Was Germany ever two different countries? No. Just Berlin was like, we divided. So you want the current name of the country?
I want both.
Both?
Yes. Because she wasn't born in the present. Like, that just has a different name.
Oh, maybe it's like what Russia used to be called versus what they're called now. And it's to me, it's just like freaking Russia. You're just Russia. You big piece of land. You're Russia. Oh. So Russia used to be called the Soviet Union, and now it's the USSR. No. Okay, final answer, Yugoslavia and Czech Republic. Damn it.
You are very, very, very close.
What is it?
She was born in the Russian Empire, and it is present day known as Latvia.
Dang it. Well, at least I was in the right area of the world.
You were very close. I actually thought you were going to get it.
And she brought yoga over to West Hollywood. Yep. Is where she ended up.
One of her books is called...
Her books?
Yoga. One of her books is called Yoga for Americans.
Really?
Yes.
I got to read that.
Gotta read it.
All right. Well, here's my last question for you. Gosh, I can't believe I got that wrong. You have to get this right to tie the game.
Can I get Google?
No. No cheating.
You can tie me.
No.
Okay.
Open book exams are just studying. It's not an exam. Okay. Anyway. I'm being nice to you because I didn't tell you to have to name it because I thought that would be way too hard. But here you go. What is the fourth book/part of the Yoga Sutras, the Kaivalya Pada, about? So the Yoga Sutras, listeners, I'm going to explain while Maria sits there with a blank face. The Yoga Sutras are divided into four books, or, I mean, you could call them chapters, but the word is pada in Sanskrit. And the first one is where you probably get like 90% of what you know about yoga is from, especially like the yamas and niyamas and all that kind of stuff. The fourth one, though, it's about something in particular. It's the shortest of the sections of the sutras. It's only, I think, 34 lines or something like that. But anyway, go ahead. Do you know the answer?
What's it called again?
The Kaivalya. I'm probably butchering that. What's it about? I basically, if you give me an answer that which is a word or a whole sentence and it like, I would say 80% or more matches what I have written, then you get it.
So, like, the first thing it makes me think of is more, like, energetic, like...
What is it about? Energetic, like...
body.
Is that your final answer?
It sounds like this shouldn't be.
I'm just being nice. Nice wife. I don't mind a tied game. That sounds fun. Oh, then we get to go out. If we tie it, we get to go out.
Oh, okay. Well, then I need Google.
No, you can't cheat. Stop. I'm closing your laptop.
Damn it.
Oh, God.
I don't even think I finished typing sutra. That's all I was going to Google.
Answer the question,
I don't
lady.
Know
you
it.
Have no idea?
No.
Okay, use your brain. It went to college. You can figure this out. Come on.
It's about Kabbalis.
Kabbalis?
I don't know what that's called. How did you say it? I'm calling them Kabbalis. I don't even know what that means.
Kaivalya. I'll spell it Kaivalya. It's a beautiful name, actually. We should maybe name our daughter that.
Middle name?
Kaivalya.
Kaivalya.
I don't know. Maybe once you realize the meaning, you'll be like, maybe not. What's it about?
Sins.
Okay.
Yoga sins.
I'm going to... What? I'm going to help you out.
I don't know
just,
what it is.
I'm going to help you out. Answer in a whole sentence instead of just choosing one word. One word limits you too much. Just give me like a whole synopsis. Like if you were giving me the cliff notes.
The cliff notes about the fourth chapter of the Yoga Sutras is about what life will be like if you did not follow the first three chapters. I
wrong, simply because that was the absolute opposite. It's like what life will be like if you do follow the
first. Well, then I was 80% right. I just missed the no.
Listen.
I see. Yes.
Because I'm giving you what I was trying to get. You were closer with saying energetic stuff. And then when you said energetic body, I was like, I don't know. So in one word, you could say it's about liberation.
Specifically. Oh my God, I remember this now.
Yeah. So specifically, getting supernatural powers. The nature of time, the nature of time and consciousness, karma and rebirth, the qualities of objective reality, the removal of final afflictions, and the self, capital S, as ultimate consciousness and absolute freedom.
We talked about this with Sarah Montrose the last episode.
Yeah, that's, I threw you a line.
That was not a line.
I tried to softball lob a harder question at you.
Lob throw ball. No.
So you get to cook for me.
Can I buy it and then just plate it?
No, because I want something.
And if we don't have groceries, well, you get something cooked.
We can go to the grocery store together.
No.
Okay, you can buy me a meal. You can buy me a meal.
That always happens.
I know.
Okay.
Sometimes I buy you a meal.
Can you buy me a meal now?
One quarter of the time I buy you a meal, but no, I won fair and square. Listeners, Blanket Ninjas, let it be known that in the first yoga trivia series that Janan has reigned supreme at a score of, I think, 40 to 30 if we're counting correctly, and 50 to 40 if we're not. Woo!
Well, good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Shaking hands.
No, high five.
High five. You know... This has been a really fun episode.
It was.
We wanted to be a little bit more out of the box for season three. Like, still definitely have a yoga focus and, I don't know, do more things than just interview people about a topic, which we will still do, and different stuff like this. So if you ever have a suggestion for us, like something you think would be a cool thing to do on the show.
Email us.
Yeah. We have started videoing the show with Maria's fancy iPhone and a little tripod thingy. So this will most, I think we'll put this on YouTube. Is that where it goes?
Yes. I mean, we can also put it on Instagram, but
yeah,
the longer videos will definitely go.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. This has been a lot of fun. I hope that someone out there got 70 points, by the way.
I hope that someone out there learned something.
Listen, if you got 70 points, email us at thehosts@byoblanket.com and you'll get
some swag.
Yeah, we'll send you something, and we're trusting that Yogi's honor. That you won't just email and be like, oh, I'm good 70 points.
Freestyle. It's a yogi's honor. Namaste.
What?
You know how like the scouts have
the
thing? I don't know what the voice hand.
Isn't it like a salute?
I don't know what it is. There's some and then sort there's, of hand.
I always think of Hunger Games.
Yes. So it's the yogi one.
So ours is namaste. Yeah, I guess.
Do you want to think of a cooler one?
No, that's good.
All right, well, guys.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. We love you so much. Review us on iTunes, would ya?
Share it. Tell a friend.
Go to patreon.com/byoblanket.
Go to patreon.com.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Blanket Ninjas. BYO Blanket is a production of The Light Generation.
The BYO Blanket jingle was composed and produced by Studio Sassafras Music in Houston, Texas.
And the vocals are by Jessica Zoller. Thanks for listening.